Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna talk to you for a while. Well, I've been up, I've been down, I've been level to the ground. All of my days haven't all been sunshine, causing every life surely some rain must fall. Oh, you've been good. To borrow things from us too. We used to buy ice by the whole block, 'cause the old refrigerator wouldn't even freeze. But all along you've been good. Tornado came to Canton and tore our little old house down. Look at us crawling out from under all the debris, stepping over dead bodies, me thinking that could have been me. Lord, you've been so good.
you, family. God bless each and every one of you. Once again, I'm so glad to be, my God, about it back on this morning. We had a 2-day delay because of the storm, but I thank God for each and every one of you, and I just thank God for each and every one of you tuning in this morning, and I just give God the praise for what he is doing and the different things that he is doing. Thanks to God. I understand, my God Almighty, that different things is going on, but let me tell you something, my God, no matter what the situation may be, no matter what the situation is, it could be better than what it is. I'm telling you right now, we're just going to give God the glory. We're going to give God the praise just for life alone. Amen. We give God a praise just for life. And different things that we could, it could be destroyed, different things that can happen. But at the end of the day, we can rebuild on them different things. But one thing that we cannot rebuild on life. Amen. Life is something that we don't give it. Life is something that we don't take away. That's something that the Heavenly Father, that he does. Amen. So I just thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank God for each and every one of you always. I thank God for our international brothers and sisters all over the world. Listen, thanks to God, our brothers in international. We just thank God for you, my God Almighty. We just had to go into a place of wisdom as the storm and different things are approaching. I'm pretty sure you've been seeing on the international world news. Amen. So I thank God for you all just being faithful and just staying in prayer with us. And I just give God the glory. Saints of God, it's always a pleasure, my God Almighty, to stand with some saints and saints of God just praying and just praying and praying. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Saints of God, we still in our our celebration for our anniversary. Listen, we got our own family, Pastor Hill and them. They're going to be there for, Sunday. We're going to have some good old time church. Nevertheless, my God, we're going to begin to put things behind us, begin to move forward, begin to go with a forward plan in our life. Amen. Florida, we're going to begin to go with a forward plan in our life. Texas, we're going to continue to go on with a forward plan of our life. And right here in our very own town, Georgia, my God, we're going to continue to go on with a forward plan. There's still so many out with power. We're going to pray that they're going to be able to get restored today. Amen. They'll be able to get their power restored today. I just thank God for what he is doing, because God is always up to something. If God have to make some of us a believer, if God have to take some of us different paths, where he could just be a blessing to us. Sometimes we'll look at the situation and think the situation is all a mess, but sometimes it's not a mess. Sometimes before the blessing come in, God allowed a mess to come in before the blessings come in. Amen. So my God Almighty, nevertheless, it's still going to be a blessed time for you and you. Amen. And I just give God the glory and I give God the thanks, my saints, friends and families of God. And I want to send a special shout out to ADM family. Amen. And I know that they've been calling each other, checking on each other, everybody. My God, because you better believe Pastor been getting reports and I've been checking on you as well. Amen. And I thank God that a lot of them and a lot of them listen and prepare for different things that is going to happen in this world. Amen. That's what's going to keep us safe. Amen. Listen, if Mother Helen is Mother Jackson is on, I need her to press 1 for we to go ahead and pull on in. Amen. For we to go ahead and go into our prayer. Thanks to God. I want you all to keep pressing. Keep pressing, because at the end of the day, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. And you just gonna have to keep pressing no matter what. Keep running no matter what. You keep pressing. Amen. Now I want to send a special shout out to our families and friends, because they got some of the weather too as well in Alabama. I send a special shout out to them as well. God bless you, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor. Good morning to each and every one of you. First, I give the honor to God, who's the head of my life, and to everyone at ADM Ministry, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and to each and every one of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning. Amelis, we know how, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for just another brand new day. God, we thank you how you kept us and shielded us. even through the storm and all, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We realize, God, that you are our shield and protection. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you the glory this morning, God. We just thank you. We thank you, God. We can't thank you enough, God. So this morning, I know someone have a thank you. Hallelujah. In their spirit. God, we thank you how you just hold us in your arm, wrap us in your arm, and just comfort us, God, and just begin to rock us, let us know everything is going to be all right. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that a thief can break in, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, I thank you this morning, God. We all thank you, God, for the shelter of our heads, God. The food on our table, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We realize, God, that some people's light is not still on. Oh, but God, let them begin to just thank you as well as it is, in the name of Jesus, God. Don't let us bicker and complain, God. Let us see something good that came out of these storms. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Let us hold on to you, God, like never before, God. Oh, God, we look towards the hill this morning, which come at our help. We realize, God, all our help coming from you, God. Because we can't do nothing without you, God. But we realize we can do all things Christ that strengthen us this morning, God. So we thank you, God. We continue to lift up our elders, one, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. And thank you enough. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to let us push like never before, no matter what the circumstance look like. Oh, God, but let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask that you continue to walk from the hospital walls, God, and continue, Lord God, to heal, to strengthen. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for all things, God. Sometimes we just can't thank you enough, God. Even as we lay down, God, we have you on our minds, God. And we wake up, we have you on our minds. But we just thank you, God. We thank you for being a mind regulator also in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to put your hand upon our heads, God, with the blood of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. Hey. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to honor our footsteps in your way, God. Continue, God, let your perfect will be done, not our will, God. Let us begin, God. Oh, let us begin to continue to fast, Lord. Let this flesh die by daily, God. You take control of everything that we have to do, even in our thinking, God, even in the decisions that we have to make, God. Oh, God, we just pray this day, God. Have your mighty way, God. Encourage somebody this day, God, with their heads hung down, God. Lift up their heads, God. Let them know to be encouraged. Look, just think on the goodness of Jesus and think of the things they could have been, but it wasn't. God, we thank you for life itself. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you walk in our neighborhoods this day, God. Encourage people along the way, God. Let them know that it's you showing them how the Lord of hosts, God, that is soon, you're soon to come. It's a message even in the storm. Hey, glory to God. If we would take the time and look, just look, people, just look and see how the Lord of hosts, that God is in control, huh? We think that we are the quote of Oshé in control. We're not in control of anything. But Jesus Christ is in control of all things, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for distancing us, God. Even when we are wrong, God, we appreciate you, how you're training us up, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue to let us love, God, in spite of all, God. Oh, God, don't let us be jealous. No jealousy in our heart. Our image, God. Hey, go to Boshe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out to you this morning, God. Have mercy upon our souls, God. We pray, God, that you continue to lift every minister up, God, to you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't let them come down off the wall, God. Let them continue to be strong in you, God, obedient in you, God, to cry out, Hallelujah, and spare not, God. Let them continue to roll truth off of their lips, God, that we can grow like-minded soldiers in you, God. Oh, open our eyes that we can see, God, and our ears that we may hear. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, God, don't let us tear ourselves down. Let us know that we're more than a conqueror, hallelujah, that we are truly of the light in the mighty name of Jesus. We are somebody great in Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, no matter what people say, huh? No matter how they look at us, let's know that you are, hallelujah, a child of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for all the trials that we go through, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, but let us continue to keep on being encouraged, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, let us know, God. Let us know that many people will not like us or dislike us for no reason at all, God. But let us know that you have us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you today, God. We thank you for all that we've been through, God, and all that you have brought us through. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for saving us. Oh, God, we thank you for filling us with your precious Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you look upon each and every one of our families, God. Continue, Lord, to keep them safe, God. Continue to pull on them, God. Continue to save and deliver and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, even every young person, God. We thank you for saving young people, God, at this time. Filling them with your precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God, we thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Also, we say today, God, continue creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. And let us continue to pray. Hallelujah, to read, God. Whatever it takes, God. Oh, whatever it takes, God, let us continue to hold on to you in the mighty name of Jesus. These things we ask in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Just took the time in worship the living God. I thank God that he is a provider. I thank God that he is the head of our life. I thank God that he is a blessing God. But I thank God that he's a God that keeps us safe through instructions and through wisdom. I thank God for what he is doing. Saints of God, it is a blessing, my God Almighty, to just have the Lord on your side. It is a blessing, but I do want to share and talk something with you all. And I just want to, hopefully, different things that we could go through life and we could take them as a learning process and different things that we experience, especially through our walk in life. We could really look back and just say, I really learned something. I gained some wisdom from that area, from that situation. Amen. I gained some wisdom. And I just want to take a few minutes to go ahead and just talk, you know. And I just thank God for him, for God is keeping everyone safe. And God is just my God Almighty, people just being safe right now through these times we're going through, especially over the Caribbeans and different things, over the islands and different things like that, saints of God. You know, it's very important in these days, saints of God, that we got to obey instructions. You know, the different things, the things with the church, we have a problem of obeying instructions. That's something that Satan had a problem with in heaven. He feels though that he could overpower God's authority. And that's the thing that is plaguing the church and plaguing not only the church, but it's also plaguing our lives today. Rebellion is something else, because we cannot take heed to instructions to where man feels though, because we don't spend some time or some years on this earth, we don't got different things figured out. But it's the different instructions that it will keep you safe. Even in this time, in this day and time now, God give instructions. God tell us different things what to do. God give us things what to plan for and what to prepare for. If we don't take heed to the instructions that God he must give, amen, we can surely perish in the midst of now going into instructions. I know some of us, we don't been in so many battles. We don't fought so many wars. We don't came through so many storms, and we don't overcome till we feel as though now we are experts. Amen. If this is not your form of craft, let's stay away from it. Let's stay away from it. It hurt him. I just shook my head. And me and my wife, we shook our head to the point to listen to a lot of people that who doesn't have meteorology degrees, don't even have the degree, don't have the tools, don't have different things, and love to say, this is the rebellion of the people. Love to say, this is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Remind me of the story of Noah. When Noah was saying, it's going to rain. Come on in the ship. Come on in the boat. Oh, it's crazy. It ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to do this. Going to do that. Even us as saints of God, we don't say the same thing. Amen? We don't say the same thing. I just thank God that his grace comes upon some of us to keep us safe, because we operate not in wisdom, but we operate in rebellion. We got to understand, saints of God, that is people here on earth, as people come in our life, they are very experienced and very careful on craft of it. And we just got to obey, put ourselves down to the side. I got a motto. I'd rather to be over-prepared or not prepared at all. I'd rather to be over-prepared or not prepared at all. And that's for any situation in your life. It's best to be over-prepared or not prepared at all. Amen? Not to prepare at all. When it's time for impact and you got to embrace, make sure you're prepared. When it's time for different things that you got to go through, before the issue comes up or before the things come, God, make sure you get all the tools for you to be prepared. I told one brother this here. He was like, oh, I'm not worrying about nothing. This ain't going to happen. God is going to keep us and all that. I said, I pray that he will keep us, but he is not going to come. And he already spoke light into this earth, and there was light. And now when your lights go off, if you don't have nothing to back up, it ain't going to come on unless somebody else put it on for you. To this day, he's still out with power. Saints of God, we got to be better than this, walking in this world, if we're going to be successful, if we're going to be conquerors. We're going to have wisdom, and we're going to have to walk with knowledge. And we got to stop being people of God and stop being saints of God that we know it all. We get so deep to where we just, we got this, shot our ball, yeah, the Lord, yeah, we know it all. To where lives are being destroyed, to where you're putting yourself or your family in danger. Understand this, that I thank God that he'll place somebody in my life to help me to stay prepared. Regardless, if I'm over-prepared, you won't never catch an individual with their hands down. Saints of God, let's be doers of the word. Let's not be individuals that takes the word and we take it and interpret it of ourselves, but let's be students of the gospel, because it's nothing but wisdom in the Bible. It's wisdom there, all in the word. That is what keeping in us. That is what going to keep you. Let's take these times as times of learning and times of wisdom, times of understanding. Let's not get the big head. Because you don't overcome one war. You don't overcome one battle. You don't overcome one storm. You was ready and you was prepared. And sometimes we get the boastful in that mentality. That because I was ready and because I prepared, I'm ready for this one. What with wisdom of the word, you got to take each day like it's your last. Take each situation like it could overconquer and it could take you out. Do not underestimate any situation. Because of things in life that we don't underestimate it, because we don't overcome, we don't want this and we don't want that. Now we don't build up a spirit of boastfulness, and now we underestimated certain situation. And because of us underestimating certain situation, we are being defeated and we are being conquered. It's not about what you see, and it's not about what you think. My God Almighty, it's about what God wants. Let's not underestimate situations. Let's stop looking at the enemy. Archai. Yeah, I'm not going to worry about it, but you better believe I got an eye on it. Amen. Let's be obedient to the word of God. And I pray this morning that the spirit of rebellion will leave the church. Rebellion in everything. Saints of God, you're not meteorologists. Some of us are not the pastors. Some of us are not the different ones that God help us for we can influence or empower different ones in the life. And yet, instead of us helping, we are tearing down. Because why? I am operating into an office or into a calling that I never signed up for. I am not the individual. Let's make sure as we continue through life and we continue to walk, we walk with wisdom. We apply instructions. That is going to keep you safe. Many people say, God got us. He do. Through wisdom. Through instructions. And by us obeying, he keeps us protected. He keeps us safe. Because instructions. All throughout the Bible, you'll see when God gave instructions, individuals obeyed the instructions. They was blessed. He gave instructions. Individuals did not obey the instructions. It's things that happened to them. Things that happened. God can speak in so many ways. He don't only speak through the pastor. He don't only speak through the prophet. He don't only speak through your prayer partner. He can use the individual on the TV and speak and give you some instructions. He can use a child to give you and speak and give you some instruction or give you some answers. God don't only speak through one individual, especially that we see on Sunday morning. God's speaking all the way around you. But are we hearing? Or are we trying to hear what we want to hear? Or what we believe? Did we put God in a box to where we don't put the box in a label? This is what this box is for. Take God out of the box. God is not an individual that belongs into the box. Take him out of the box. God is speaking throughout the world. He is listening. You have to listen to what God is speaking. He's not only speaking through a prophet, or he ain't only speaking through the individual. Just go to speaking in tongues. Sometimes, you know, I'm very keen to conversations. Especially I get a conversation around our families and different ones. I'm very keen to conversation. I listen to conversations very clearly. Because in a minute, God can speak something through an individual. An individual only must know that God still spoke to them. In a minute, God can share something with an individual and don't even must know that God don't share that with the individual. And they don't even must understand, or sometimes they don't even must catch what they were saying. Thanks of God, God is speaking. Let's not put God in a box. Let's not put him in a box. Take him out of the box. He's not there on Sunday mornings only. He's not there in your revival only. He's not there in your prayer meetings only. God is speaking. Let's obey what God is saying. Regardless if we feel as though we got this beat or we got this whoop or we got this going, if somebody say flee, let's flee. It's better to be safe than sorry. I'd rather be safe with wisdom and other than be sorry being as a fool or a person just rebellion or a person that know it all. I'd rather be safe. Amen. So I pray this day that saints of God, we understand that this world is not our own. I don't say this last week. We are visitors here in this world. So things is going to happen in this world. The world that is really protected and the world that is really safe and the world that is really our home is the key, is heaven. That's what heaven is all about. But this world right here, long as the adversary is walking and long as the rapture of God have not called us home, this is not your world. This is not your world. This is a temporary place. This is just a temporary cabinet. I got a question. How many of you are going to invest a lot of money into something that is not your own? And it's just a temporary place. You renting, say for instance, you renting a house right now. You know you're going to be moving in a couple of years. You know you're going to be out of that house and you're going to move into your home. But the house belongs to somebody else. How much money you're going to be investing into that house you renting, that to renovate it, to make it, put all these nice upgrades and to do all this stuff here? I know you might be living in there, but how much money are you going to put in there? Are you going to be putting $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 just to upgrades and do different things? Or are you going to put enough in there just for you to keep living and just saying, you know what, it's not my home? How much you expect for the Lord that he already gave us power? He don't release wisdom. He don't release knowledge. He gave us every tool that we could possibly have for where? On this earth. On this earth. He gave us everything that we need. But it's up to us to apply. If God going to do everything for us, saints of God, he will never say, I gave you the power to heal the sick, to cast out devils. I gave you the power. Jesus will never said, you're going to do greater works than I. Saints of God, let's begin to walk in wisdom. If you have walking wisdom, let's begin to go, keep growing. Understand every battle, every situation that comes in your life, every storm is a different one. And you're going to have to face each and every one, not like the last one if you overcame, but you got to face each one that it can and do some damage and it can take you out. That's the individual. Always stay prepared and always stay ready and walking with wisdom. Saints of God, I want you to ask something. I'm going to need your help. Amen. And we're going to say, I'm going to need your help, and I believe, amen. I know some of you, you're praying and you've been praying, and I just thank God for all the prayers that you do. But after a while, after the prayers, we have to get up and start applying some things and going to work. Amen. We got to apply. We thank God for each and every one of you, but listen, we have our very own Mother Helen. Amen. Mother Helen. She is safe. And I thank God she is, and because Mother Helen is one that she, listen, she's very wise, a very wise lady, very wise mother. Amen. Amen. She followed instructions. She listened. Amen. It kept her safe. But her home is not safe. Her home got some problems. So I'm going to be asking for our families and friends. I want you to begin to get ready to give donations. Amen. That's going to come back on sometime tomorrow. Amen. We're going to give you individuals. We're going to give you ways you can help and sow and give donations. Amen. About 4 years we've been on this broadcast, I never asked anything. Amen. We've never asked nothing for this broadcast, to take care of this broadcast or anything. But we have a family. We have a family member that can use your help. We have a family member, amen, that could use your help. So I want your hearts to begin to get ready and begin to get ready to sow and begin to get ready to give, amen, because I have a family member that needs your help, amen. I know as many as around here, but, you know, I'm a firm believer that even though I'm from Florida and there's some devastating stuff happening in Florida, but I'm a firm believer before you could go and help anybody, let's make sure you help in your home. Let's make sure everybody in your home is taken care of. Everybody in your home, everything is met. Amen. Amen. So we're really going to be needing your help, saints of God, for we could so raise up some funds and give some donations, for we could begin to help our very own mother, amen, to begin to help and go through the process. She is our mother. She is some of you, amen, some of you here on Wednesday. Especially throughout the world, special for Bible study that drops down these wisdoms and give these knowledge. Amen. So we thank God for everything we do. Many people say, hey, I love you. Many people say, hey, I appreciate you. When certain times hit, now it's time for you to prove your love. Are you an individual by actions? Or are you an individual you just want to talk from good talk? Let's be individuals of actions, not people of talking a good game. But let's be individuals that we could walk a good game better than we could talk. Amen. So let's be about action. Let's make sure we're helping our families and holding them up through these times. And I just thank God for, amen, for different ones obey. You got to understand, saints of God, because you've been obedient, That doesn't mean certain areas or other things can happen. It can happen. Amen. But thank God, your obedience was going to keep you here living a lot longer. Amen. It'll keep you here living to see tomorrow. It'll keep you here for you can keep going. So I just thank God for each and every one of you, and I thank God for the family. Please listen, saints of God. God is speaking. God, this is the hour, and this is the season. This is the time, not the season. This is the dispensation of the prophetic. Amen. It really is. And I understand that many people don't destroy that. That's how the devil works. The devil understands that this time is coming for the prophetic, for the prophets and the different ones that have a prophetic ear, prophetic gift, begin to release in the world. And the enemy been working so hard on that years before this time came to destroy the reputations of prophets, destroy the reputations of the prophetic. Because now people are like, listen, I don't even want to hear this joke. I got to say another crook. Amen. The enemy works so well, try to destroy the reputation. Amen. But at the end of the day, he must, the Bible speaks of. Amen. He going to speak to his prophets. Amen. And his prophets is ones going to release it to the world. Amen. Let's make sure we have an ear and very an ear that is very discernful for when the Lord speak or whoever he uses, regardless of his prophet, make sure that this is of God. Amen. And one thing about God, saints of God, he's going to give you instructions that is going to keep you safe. He's going to give you instructions that is going to keep you walking in wisdom on this earth. So let's make sure we have an ear and a discernful ear to hear what God is saying and hear what God is doing, for we can stay ahead of everything that is trying to come upon us. Amen. Saints of God, let's walk with wisdom. Let's go with wisdom. I love each and every one of you. Listen, we're going to be back on at 7 p.m. I thank God. We're going to be looking for your help. We're going to be needing your help to sow. My God Almighty, give us an offering to help our very own mother. We definitely want to be appreciated to everything that you do, everything that you can do. Amen. This is not no another crazy seed. We got a life here. Amen. That individual, my God, we do individual, we need to just be a help to and show that we love other than a people of a good talk. Amen. So I love each and every one of you, saints of God. Let's be safe. Let's stay out there. Understand, here in Georgia, not everything is 100% safe yet. Amen. So if you're going out throughout your day, use wisdom, use caution. Amen. Please don't try to drive over lines that is down. Amen. Please drive around it. Amen. If you come into your area, let's begin to use wisdom. Amen. Don't be like individuals that, hey. And no. Let's begin to use wisdom. Amen. I love you all. God bless you all. Let's walk with wisdom. Most of all, let's hear the instructions of God. Let's discern and make sure that this is of God. And after that, let's begin to apply the instructions of God. God bless each and every one of you. See you tonight at 7 p.m.